The next state to pass laws to regulate wholesaling is the state of Indiana. Now, Indiana took a backdoor approach to their regulation. Nowhere in this new law does it define wholesaler or the practice of wholesaling. It doesn't even mention the word wholesaling anywhere. Instead, Indiana refers to wholesalers as unlicensed real estate solicitors. Now, I've covered extensively all of the laws and bills on wholesale regulation between the different cities and states, but this law has so many holes in it, it's poorly written, not to mention accomplishes nothing. Honestly, it's the strangest and most confusing law I've seen so far. Now, by the way, I created a free report with a breakdown of all of the cities and states that have passed regulation into law, as well as the states that currently have proposed bills in progress. To help you stay on top of this regulation, I'll give you that report for free. Just go to wholesalerregulations.com to get the download. I've also done videos covering all of these different regulations and created a playlist for you. I'll put the link in the description below for you as well. Known as Bill HB 1068, this was another super fast bill passed into law. It was introduced January 8th and signed into law by the governor on March 11th and is effective starting July 1st, 2024. Now, in this new law, it defines an unlisted real estate solicitor as someone that does not have a valid real estate license who solicits the sale or purchase of a residential single-family home in the state of Indiana. Now, this new law mandates that an unlicensed real estate solicitor cannot solicit the purchase or sale of a property without including a specific disclosure on all solicitations promoting the unlicensed real estate solicitor's intent to purchase a residential single-family home. Now, there are a few exceptions, which I'll cover in a minute, but what exactly is this disclosure? Now, disclosure seems to be the new trend with the latest laws that have been passed to regulate wholesaling. This month, both Iowa and Oregon passed similar laws requiring upfront disclosure to sellers and buyers, and I think we're going to see more laws requiring disclosure, but Indiana took it a step further by also requiring disclosure in any and all advertising and marketing, including all methods of print, electronic or broadcast, including television or radio, ads, newspaper or magazine ads, billboard ads, direct mail, banner signs, websites, email, text messages, phone calls, social media, and any other print or electronic method. So what exactly does Indiana require you to disclose? In section 4 of this law, it outlines that you have to disclose that you are not a licensed real estate professional. You have to include the legal name of the unlicensed real estate solicitor and the legal name of the person that is expected to purchase the residential single-family home if the expected purchaser is not the unlicensed real estate solicitor. Well, hold on a minute. How is this supposed to work in wholesale real estate? The way you typically wholesale is you don't find and secure your buyer until after you execute a contract with a seller. So how are you supposed to disclose to the seller who the eventual buyer is if you don't know yet? And if you don't properly disclose up to 2 days after entering into a contract, the seller can nullify and cancel the contract, and the unlicensed real estate solicitor would be in violation of performing a deceptive act that may be enforced by the attorney general. So what happens after 2 days if you don't disclose properly? Is the contract still enforceable? I mean, this new law defies the very constitutional rights of contract law. When I execute a contract with a seller, I am the buyer and a principal in the contract and therefore have an equitable interest in the property. And unless stated otherwise, I have the right to assign my equitable interest to another person. Plain and simple. And let's get real. Disclosing to a seller that I'm not a real estate professional as defined by holding an active real estate license, Indiana is putting way too much clout on what it means to be licensed. Did you know that over 50% of licensed agents nationwide have done one or zero real estate transactions in the past 12 months. Simply getting a real estate license does not make you a professional. For the life of me, I'm trying to understand the logic and reasoning behind this. Sellers have a right to know that you're not a real estate professional. So let me get this straight. If only sellers knew that you weren't a real estate professional, they could make a better, more informed decision about selling their house. If only sellers knew that you weren't a real estate professional, they would be protected because what? Licensed real estate professionals, they are honest and knowledgeable about the market. And what? They always do the right thing by sellers. They have integrity because after all, the great state of Indiana and all of their wisdom trained them and educated them. And the National Association of Realtors, which has no ethics at all, made them sign a code of ethics. You want to know the truth? I've seen more agents give horrible advice that was harmful to a seller than I've ever seen in the wholesaling industry. Did you know that when an agent goes through formal training to get licensed, they are not taught how to comp properties to determine value? Most agents are horrible about valuing properties, and yet they are by default the professionals simply because they passed a licensing test? And before all you keyboard warrior agents take to the comments section, know this. I have my associate broker's license, and I've held an active license for almost 20 years, and I've bought and sold thousands of properties on market with agents, and by and large, 80 to 90% of agents I've dealt with over the past 20 years are ill-trained, unexperienced, incompetent, and the farthest thing from professional that I can think of when it comes to transacting real estate, especially when it comes to distressed sellers and how to best serve and help them. So here's what I'll do for you, Indiana. The next seller I sit down with, I'll follow your new law and I'll disclose the following. Mr. Seller, I want you to know that I'm not a licensed real estate professional. Unlike over half of all licensed professionals who work at Denny's during the week and do real estate on the weekends and have maybe done one transaction in the past 12 months, if you're lucky, unlike those professionals, I actually know what I'm doing. I actually can help you out of this tough situation. I actually have the means and the ability to solve your problem. No, I didn't take an online class where I didn't actually learn anything about real estate. No, I didn't fail the state exam 8 times until I finally passed it. I'm not a professional. I need to make that very clear to you, Mr. Seller. And I understand if you would rather get advice from an ignorant, uneducated, and incompetent licensed professional, you can do that now that this is all out in the open. You have that choice now, and you're fully aware that I'm not a professional, or I can solve your problem. I can buy your property as is with all cash, cover all the closing fees, and get you money in your pocket in 2 weeks. I'd like to see your licensed professional do that for you. But hey, you decide, Mr. Seller. By law, I just need you to be informed. How's that, Indiana? Happy now? I mean, really, what is this accomplishing? And to make it even more weird, there are 2 exclusions where you don't have to disclose. The first exception says an unlicensed real estate solicitor does not include a person that inquires whether a home is available for purchase without presenting or entering into an agreement with that person that owns the home. What? So wait a minute. If all I do is ask if your home is for sale, but I don't present an offer or enter to an agreement, I don't need to disclose? Well, why would anyone do that? Hi, my name is Jerry. I'm just calling because I'm curious if you would be interested in selling your home. Oh, you would? Amazing. That's all. I was just wondering. Have a nice day. I mean, how stupid is that? The second exception where you don't have to disclose that you're not a licensed professional is if you offer to purchase a home or purchase a home with the intent to take title to the home and record the deed to the property and use the home as a personal residence or as an investment. Now, that's aimed at wholesalers whose intent is not to take title and live in the property or use it as an investment, but instead market and sell their equitable interest. Well, what if you double close? By double closing, you take title, even if only for a minute, and then you resell it. And to pass a law based on someone's intent is just bad legislation because it's nearly impossible to establish someone's intent. I mean, I, for one, I wholesale and I own rentals and I flip properties. So what if I don't know what my intent is at the time of soliciting a seller? Or what if my intent changes where initially I was going to buy it and fix it and flip it, and then later I change my mind and I wholesale it? I mean, what good is a law that is impossible to enforce? Like so many other wholesaling regulations, this law has so many holes in it, it's poorly written, not to mention accomplishes nothing. Like so many other laws like this, time will tell with case law how this law is interpreted. So what are your options? Well, if you don't want to disclose that you're not a licensed professional, you could go get your real estate license, finally get that official title of being a professional, and then once you have your license, you don't have to disclose that you're not a licensed professional anymore because you are a licensed professional. And now that you're a licensed professional, instead you have to disclose that you're a licensed professional because licensed professionals have to disclose that they're licensed professionals. Guys, I can't make this stuff up. Or since disclosing that you're not a licensed professional serves no purpose whatsoever, it doesn't do anything to protect a consumer because a seller could care less if you passed a test. A seller wants to know if you're capable of solving their problems, period. So you could just not get your license, go ahead and disclose and do business as normal. And a seller really only has 2 days of recourse anyways, so whatever. And if you are really worried about it, you could just double close since taking title to the property is one of the exceptions. In fact, maybe just do that to keep things easy and simple. If you do, I can fund 100% of your double closings. To learn how to use my money to fund your first double closing for free, go to usejerryscash.com to register for a free training to get all the details. Now, like I mentioned earlier, to help you stay on top of these laws and bills, I created a free report that has all of the laws passed, what they dictate, and a list of bills being proposed by state. I'll give that report to you for free. Just go to wholesalerregulations.com. And that brings me to the last thing that I want to talk to you about. I'd like to ask for your support. I started a National Association of Wholesalers. The goal is to become unified as an industry, raise the bar for wholesaling ethics, bring awareness to the service that we provide, have a seat at the table with legislators, and fight to prevent or overturn unconstitutional laws that are being passed, like this one. And aside from just getting the association formed and started, I haven't really done much else because I need more support. So if you're interested in learning more, pledging your support, and joining in the cause, go to nrewa.org and ask to join the mailing list, and I'll see you on the next video.